به من مارکر محبت میکنی؟ مارکراتون اینا نمینویسه. In the name of God, the compassionate and merciful. صلوات بفرست. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. First, I apologize for my absence last week, and I thank you and appreciate for your valuable gifts. Hope to compensate and hope that everyone could achieve his or her responsibility to Quran. Okay, we have missed a lesson, I think, in the book. Our lesson is called The Definition Literature. ادبیات تعریف. Is it right? Definition literature. And the resulting thing we are going to find is the thing called native definition. We say that we can look up the meaning of the words in a dictionary. It states, okay, it has the first component, it has the second component, and defines the word as it is. But another assumption is that the surah itself defines its word. And the surah does this thing in five different kinds. We have five different kind of definition in Quran. By studying these five different kinds, we are able to find the native definition. Or in other words, the native definition would be the definition of word according to a specific surah. Yes, is the definition according to a specific surah. I mean that if the word app appeared in Zumar surah, it may have different characteristics than the app in Kafirun surah. Yes. But we say that, okay, abd, we call abd the one who is obedient. Okay, but different aspects of obedience are defined in the surahs in Quran. When we want to give a complete or a general definition of the word, we should read through all the surahs containing the specific root. Yes, also all Quran, the whole Quran. Means that, okay, we have 589 usages of the abd root in different surahs. In surah 1, it states that abd is blah, 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 blah. And with these characteristics, the second surah, the third. And then after studying the whole meaning, you conclude that, okay, abd means this, and it has different kinds according to different surahs.
It should be necessarily like this. I mean that abd must have different meaning in each surah, or it may have similar, not similar. I want to say that abd has exactly the same meaning in one surah and to another.
It has a constant meaning in it, but it changes in each surah. I mean that it broadens the meaning. By changing the surah, you broaden.
Exactly like this because of the
No.
Miracle of Quran.
Yes, exactly. It differs. You say apt here and you say apt over there. This apt is different from it.
Sorry,
Yes. At-Tahqiq did this process. At-Tahqiq exactly did this process by adding Arabic literature too.
What about in one surah? Different apps in one surah.
This is our next lesson. We say that, okay, in a surah, abd root can appear in different parts, but it may have levels. It may define different levels of obedience.
You mean that each word in the Quran has different meaning wherever it is?
Yes, exactly.
I got that you mean that a word is going to have a general meaning.
Exactly.
And it's going to have a specific meaning.
Yes.
The specific meaning is according to the context.
Exactly. Broadens. It is better to say it broadens the meaning, because the meaning is something constant. It has a general. Yes, exactly. The neighboring words play a vital role in defining, and also the intention of the surah can change or broaden the meaning of the word you pick. About five different kinds of defining. The first part, or the first type, would be the relative, using the relative clauses. Or we call it mausul. In Arabic, we have man, ma, and allazi, and its derivatives. As a sign for relative clauses. In this type, you read Man wa al-Azi. These are the relative. No. The words that make up the relative clauses, like who, which, and who, which, that.
What derivatives refer back to?
Allazi, only Allazi. Allazi, Allazina, Allazone. In this type, we read through, let's say, Mutaffifin Surah, or so it says, Vail, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Vailun lil mutaffifin. Okay, who are mutaffifin? Allazina, ezaktalu ala nas yastawfun, wa ezakaluhum aw wazanuhum yukhsir. So, the first type of definition is in the form of relative clause. It says that, okay, who is mutaffif? The one who gets his rights complete, I think.
Sure.
What?
Give the others completely, perfectly.
Yes.
And give the other people the rights. Sure.
Yes. And give the other people's rights. Sure. This is the definition of mutaffif in the first part. Okay. Or in Mu'minu Surah, we have qat. Mutaffif. Okay. In Mu'minu Surah, it states قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمَنُونَ. Okay, who are مُؤْمَنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So they are humbled in their prayer. The second type is called characterization, or in other words, defining characteristics. We follow up to mutaffifin surah. It states, "Wailun lil mutaffifin allazina idza iktalu 'alan nas yastawfun wa idza qaluhum aw wazanuhum yukhsarun." Ala yazunnu ulaika annahum mab'usun. They do not guess. What is the translation for zan?
Doubt.
Yes. They doubt the day of judgment. So it defines mutaffif with what? With its beliefs. Or let's go to Humaza Surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Defined mutaffif by his beliefs. Not exactly by Allazina. It's stated they doubt the day of judgment. Ala yazunnu ulaika annahum mab'us. Let's go to Humaza. Right? It's
I want to translate my question.
Okay.
Indirectly.
Yes. Somehow indirectly. Somehow.
My English is half of my
mind. Me too. In Humaza Surah, it states that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wailun likull humazatin lumaza. Okay, who are they? Allazi jama'a malan wa so, definition by relative clauses. And yahsabu anna malahu akhlada. Characterization. He thinks that his money would make him everlasting. So it is the second type of definition of a word. Exactly. But with focusing on one part, maybe I mean that we can have more relative clauses than characterization in a surah, and vice versa.
I'm thinking about Zohar surah.
Yes. Yes. We want to move on to Zohar surah. Okay. Part 3, or type 3, is contradiction, or by opposites. تقابل, okay, or تضاد, somehow. In this manner, we follow up to mutaffifin surah. It states that in kalla, Inna kitab al fujjar lafi sijjin. What is the translation? The book. Kitab kesani ki. Dar sijjin. We do not know what is sijjin. It states va ma adraka ma sijjin. It defines kitabun marghum. What type of definition it used? No. Kitabun marhum. Okay? But we can define sijjin as kitabun marhum. Okay? But the surah goes down and it says, Inna kitab al abrar lafi illiyin. Kitab al-Abrar, the ones who are good, their book is in Illiyin. Okay. What is Illiyin? Rama adraka ma Illiyun? Kitab al-Marhum. Again, it is Kitab al-Marhum. What we can add to the meaning of Sijjin by contraindicating, they say, or contradiction between Sijjin and Illiyin. We have Elin from the root Uluf. It means elevation or yes, height or ascending. But it states Aliyin. It is ascending or height on height. Ascending on ascending. It's top on the top. This is the meaning of Aliyin. It is not only the height. It is height. Imagine a height. It is higher than that. This is Aliyin. Okay. We want to define Sejjin in this manner. What is Sejjin? It is descending on descending. So it completes our definition. But from its word, we couldn't find this meaning. Sejjin is exactly opposite of Aliyin in this surah. Okay? Because Fujjar is exactly opposite of Abrar. Aliyin means ascending on ascending or top on top. So, Sejjin would be descending on descending. Beneath something, yes.
You mean that with the aid of Abrar, we can realize, can understand the exact...
With the aid of Aliyin, we can define Sejjin. And by the aid of Abrar, we can define Fujjar. Who is Abrar?
Good doers
to in relation with others or in relation with society. So it is not only good doers. We have Allazina Amanu wa Amilus Salah, they are good doers too. But Abrar has the point that good doers in their social relations or doing good to others. Yes, in community. So, what can we add to the meaning of Fujjar?
They want to send their benefits to others. They want to send their
Exactly. So, who is Fujjar? Wrongdoers in their social relations. Or the ones who only... want the benefit for themselves, exactly as
Mutaffif.
So in the definition of Mutaffif, we can state Fujjar or opposite of Abrar. Abrar is good doers in their social relation, but Mutaffif gets his right completely, but give the other people rights.
Sure.
So in social relation, he does his benefits, but not others.
Shortcoming.
Yes, shortcoming for the others. So exactly, Mutaffif is not Abrar.
Why should we use the meaning of Sejjin to understand the meaning of Abrar and not the vice versa?
We can do the vice versa and we can add more definition. Here, we said good doers in the relation. What was this? The definition of Abrar. Okay, the Fujjar. Fajara is what? Is breaking or
bursting
some rules, yeah, somehow.
Yes.
Okay. Here, Fujjar is the wrong words, the breaking or violating some rules. Okay. So, who are Abrar?
Obey.
The ones who obey rules. So, the meaning differs.
No, because I think that some words has the exact meaning, okay. But some, for example, in the meaning of Sejjin.
Okay.
More obvious, because of that, we use them to understand the exact meaning of other words.
No. We can do. We can go from any path and we can add different meanings. Here, we only knew Fujjar as breaking or violating rules persons by contradiction with Abrar, we get to the point that they are the ones who are wrongdoers in their social relations.
Yes, but we have to use all these words to understand the words that in Quran wants to mean them, and these words are not the exact words that exist in dictionaries.
Yes, exactly.
For the things that even using their definitions in each surah, we cannot understand the exact meaning because we mustn't have to know them. Like math.
Oh, not alive. You can imagine the second type, yes, in this surah. So, yes, it is a kind of characterization, but here we are contrast. According to the surah, because it started with. I said that mutaffif is the one who is selfish in social relations. Because it states that social relation and good doers or wrongdoers. Mutaffif is one of the wrongdoers in the social relation. How? It gets his rights completely and gives shortcomings the people's rights. So
we can add the word selfish.
No, not selfish. We can say mutaffif is fujjar. It's a kind of fujjar. Or mutaffif is not abra. But adding can occur too. Adding can occur too.
I think that because by this way, the definition would be so long.
Yes, exactly. This is what I meant by the article. Are you with us? We are talking about a topic, definition literature in the Holy Quran. We stated that there exist 5 different kinds of definition, and we covered 3 of them. The first one was using relative clauses in defining allazi, allazina, so on. The second type was characterization. It means that you define a word by defining its characteristics. The third part was contradiction and using the opposites to define a word. Okay, the fourth one. The fourth one would be using concluding verses. What do we mean by what? Ayat jambandi.
No,
because
my problem is that I cannot understand them in Farsi or Arabic.
Okay, using I would explain it for you. Here it states using concluding verses. What do we mean by concluding verses? They are the verses that appear after each group of verse.
So
we can say, yes, you define some points and then say, so
So it can, they can be defined by what? By classification. In one manner. You classify the verses with different topics in each group, and in the group you find a concluding verse. No. It is one type of finding concluding verses. Or the most common thing that we can talk about is the last verse in a surah. The last verse.
The group that you write, group of verses that has classification.
No, that after classification, you get to a group, and in a group, you define a concluding verse.
You mean that by classified verses, you can
track the concluding verse.
And define verses of the surah.
Or define the meaning of the words by the concluding, by the use of concluding verse. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Say that at the end of the, for example, believers is going
to this. No. Let's give an example. It states in Mutaffifin Surah. The Surah says, okay, Bailun lil Mutaffifin. We have Fujjar, we have Abrar, we have Mukazzabin, and different types of persons. At last, the last verse state, Hal Suvvabal Kuffar Makanu Yaf'alun. States that are the disbelievers or are the ones who do not obey are rewarded for the actions or paid by their actions. So it concludes all the characteristics mentioned in the surah in the word kuffar. So we can define all the characteristic by kafara. So it's one type of concluding verse. But in Mujadil Surah we have another example. Who in his social relations gets his right completely? And blah blah. So the surah is defining different aspects of a kafir. The result of what? Not exactly. We do not have positive persons, I think, before that verse. That is Humaza. 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 In Mujadil Surah it states, okay, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر من يوادون بلا 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 بلا. At last it states, أولئك حزب الله. It concludes the ones I was talking about are called Hezbollah. Yes. The verse exactly does this part. Does this role. This is the last verse. Also,
by,
this is the last verse.
But by classifying verses, maybe we have 6, 7, or 8
exactly. But keep in mind that you are defining a word. So you should find some concluding verses that completes the meaning. I mean that, okay, at last I want to define mutaffif. I come down to the surah and get to the verse, the last verse. It says kuffar. So
I add the meaning of kuffar to mutaffif. I say mutaffif is type of kafir, which is blah blah blah. It is in Mujadala Surah. Yes. Yes. Not should be, but they can. That can contain the main meaning or the general meaning of the word. No. It can be the first. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Okay. Discussion.
But changing the verses and classify them, mm-hmm. maybe we cannot understand the relationship between these. But all the surahs must have the relation between the parts of it.
What?
And so because of this, one or two verses of each surah must be concluding verses.
But we can relate also the classified verses or the groups to each other. We have exercised it before.
Is there a special word?
For what? Fa. You mean?
That this is the concluding verse.
I think ulaika or hazihi. It has like in. It states hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. Okay, what is ihsan? It is defined in upper verses, so you can define ihsan but by the actions defined in the first verses, in the former verses. So hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. In definition of what? In defining what? Alaysa Allah bi-ahkam al-hakim. It talks about Batina wa Zaytun and the people. And Allazina amanu wa amalu salihat. It doesn't talk about God. Mostly. But we can define by God too. It states in Allah. Azizun Hakim also, and it defines Aziz in a scene. It's stated, okay, no one can defeat him. We can, but we state we are stressing that. Yes, exactly. Okay, the last part, or the last type, I called it unidirectionality. Do we have such word? Unidirectionality. Hamjahati. Not exactly orientation. Direction is important here.
Uni-oriented.
Okay, uni-oriented. Okay. Or sharing same examples, we say. I want to make them now. Unidirectional words, you can say. Okay. Unidirectional words, or sharing the same, or words sharing same examples.
This is the fifth type.
Again, in Mutaffifin Surah. We get back to the first thing. It's let me define it and then you pick it. I think it is not same.
As unidirectionality,
we focus on the classification to good and bad, I think, or haq and batil. Okay, in Mutaffifin Surah, who are the positive characters, or let's say positive characters, positive or negative characters? What positive characters are mentioned in Mutaffifin Surah? We have Abrar. We have مقربون. كان ان كتاب الابرار لفي الليين كتاب المعقوم يشهده المقربون. And in the opposite direction we have فجار, مكذبين, also متففين, and so on. These are the words that we call them unidirectional words. I mean that the direction of haq and direction of but the truth and lies. So I can define abrar and muqarrabun with the aid of each other. With the use of muqarrabun I can define abrar. Or by the use of fujjar I can define mukazzib, mutaffif, and so on. But the second type, sharing same examples, we have the translation hammestar.
The same form, the same
form. What? You have, okay. Allazina, you can. Vailun, yawma izin. Lil mukazzibi. Okay, vow to the liars. Who are the liars? Using the first part, first type, allazina yukazzibuna biyawm ad-din. They deny the day of judgment or yawm ad-din. It continues wama yukazzibu bihi. Behi refers to Yamutu. Wama yukazibu behi illa kullu mu'taden asim. We have Yamuddin and denying Yamuddin or denying the judgment day as the same example. Mukazib and mu'taden asim share the same example. So, in this manner, we mean that by in the manner of denying the judgment day, the meaning of Mu'tad Asim and Mukazzib are the same. I mean that you can define Mukazzib by Mu'tad Asim from their same actions. Same direction or same actions to a specific example. Yes. The thing in common is really important in defining. Another example.
You can say that.
I didn't define that. Mukazzab who denies or who lies.
His words are what?
Are the same. We can define them by each other. هم مصداق. Another example. In Mutaffifin Surah, it states, "Wailun lil mutaffifin allazina blah 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 blah. Ala yazunnu ulaika annahum mab'usun liyawmin azim." They doubt that. They doubt what? Okay. The day of judgment again. The big day. They doubt it.
Okay. Again, we have the subject of. So.
We can define mutaffif also. With mu'tadan asim and mukazzib, they are, they share same examples. Because if mutaffif believes in the judgment day, what happens?
Then they are not going to believe in this
day. Why? Because judgment day is based on judging, be justice. But in his actions, the mutaffif doesn't follow the justice. So actually, he doesn't believe or doubts the judgment. His actions shows his doubt. No, his actions shows it. Because if he believed that mutaffif actions.
The problem is belief that shows in his actions.
In actions, yes. Okay. What do we do next with these five types of definition? We go to a surah. We pick the word we need to define, and then find the verses containing these types of definition, and then broaden our meaning on the specified word. Yes. Process. Picking the word, tracking the different types of definition in the word, in the verses containing the root, and then broadening the meaning in each step. We can classify for concluding verses. You need classification, but for these,
for understanding the words that have a relationship.
But we suggest that you only search for the verses containing the root app, say, let's say app, and then write them down.
Then find the verses first, and then say what type is the definition, and in the third column write what is added to the meaning. The meaning.
By the aid of each.
Yes.
Verse.
Yes. Let's start from Zumar Surah.
So it's different, by the lesson you taught. For example, app must have, we have to find the relationship between app and the word itself.
Yes. In contradiction with
yes.
it.
Yes. So by this trap.
So, yes, we can. You follow up the app first, and then you state that, okay, we have some disobedient person too.
In the verses that app is
No. Around these verses you found. Yes.
So we have
a Muhammad Ali. Okay, let's start from Zumar Surah. We want to define